This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
An Eastern Kentucky grocery supply company that dates back nearly 100 years continues to be a vital link in the supply chain. CEO Winston Griffin says Laurel Grocery Company began in 1922.
We supply independent grocery stores in Kentucky and several surrounding states. We have about 300 or so customers of various sizes, from the small mom and pops all the way up to full size supermarkets. We've been in business here in Laurel County since 1922.
Griffin says the company was founded by his grandfather and another business partner.
My grandfather and another gentleman, Mr. Chestnut, all those two were from a little town called East Bernstadt, just outside of London here. And at that point, back in the 20s, that was the terminating point of the L&N Railroad. And those two gentlemen started buying merchandise from full rail cars of merchandise and selling it to small grocery stores in eastern Kentucky.
He adds the company continues with the same purpose today.
I'm buying in bulk from the manufacturer, breaking it down, and sending it to retail stores. So despite the fact that it's maybe a bit more sophisticated and the turnaround time is a lot shorter, Laurel Grocery is still doing the same thing it did when it started back in 1922.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think a farmer.